Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. We're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday, you all. Before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land, since 2016, you have chosen to lend me your ears for the last 500 plus episodes whenever you felt like tapping in. I really appreciate that. So today's episode is inspired by bees. Y'all know I love bees. I've always liked walking through bees. I always find myself walking through bees, whether I mean to or not. And I've been noticing their behavior since spring has sprang, since it started. And the bees is out, okay? I guess the nature switch flicked on for the bees because they out here. Wasps, all that. Hornets, everything. But a lot of bees. And I've been seeing different types of bees, and it's been so wonderful just looking at how they operate. I've been seeing a particular behavior in nature, not just with the bees, but it started with the bees. I started noticing the squirrels were doing this too. And I was like, interesting. And that behavior was they were mating. I saw squirrels, you know, running, playing, you know, just running behind each other, chasing each other, birds flying around each other, and the bees flying together. And if you know anything about nature, you know that is clear mating behavior. And I'm looking around at this scene of everybody just partnering up and pairing up. And I said, this is beautiful. Number one, this is beautiful. Number two, it's clearly mating season. And number three, I need to talk about this with my boo friends because it was such an inspiring thing to see. And that inspiration is that partnership is mandatory. I don't care what nobody say. Yeah, the Western individualist stuff will say you got to do it by yourself. And like I always say, you're responsible individually for the sum of your choices. You will have to reap what you sow in either direction, however we do it, right? But to me, I'm seeing this whole epidemic of loneliness, which I will continue to speak on at a later date because that's another thing I need to talk to y'all about as well. But with the epidemic of loneliness being as strong as it is, partnership is super important. And people automatically assume that when I say partnership, you need a partner. And they usually will say, she means like a heteronormative. I mean, are you in partnership with yourself? Are you in your spirit really in tune? Are you in your faith really tapped in? Are you in a mutually beneficial, understood, I should say, a mutually understood partnership to benefit you with you and your spirit? Because I do believe that sometimes the blocks that we have in our life and some of the energy blockages that we have are because we're not in true partnership with ourselves. I'm not sure even how I got this metaphor through nature. This always happens. Only Maria will pop up in nature and be like, oh, I just found an awesome metaphor for life through bees and squirrels and wasps and butterflies. But it's true. A lot of times we think we're in partnership with ourselves, boo friends, but we're not. We're lying to ourselves sometimes. And it happens. No judgment, right? But as a homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, I challenge you today to really assess your partnerships with yourself. You might be locked in with everybody else but you. And might not even know it. Ain't that crazy how life works sometimes? You're loyal and you're loving and you're kicking it and you're down for everybody that is, you know, that's in your circle. You're trying to make sure that you're doing everything, bending over backwards for other people. But yet you don't even do that for yourself. Again, no judgment, but as the homegirl, I'm going to remind you. We all need a reminder sometimes, myself included. I'm never above what I say. Y'all know me. Y'all know me for the last almost 8 years. Y'all know I'm never above what I say. And sometimes I've not been in partnership with myself. Like I got to be, you know, the ego is in partnership, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, whatever. But in terms of like being on the same page with what I want and what I'm doing, that is not partnerships to me. And that is a lot of people's issues with the partnerships with themselves. It ain't matching. The math ain't mathing. So I'm telling you, just sit still and assess the partnership with yourself. You treat yourself the way you think you do? Did you set goals for yourself and you didn't quite honor them? Because the behavior is not matching the promise that you made to yourself. Sometimes we don't realize we're out of partnership until we're out of partnership. And then we wondering why, because we don't even realize we're out of partnership. We wonder, why are things X, Y, Z for me? How come I just can't seem to... And again, the nuance, of course. I don't like giving disclaimers because I feel like I shouldn't have to, because I feel like y'all should know me by now, right? Because again, we've been locked in over 500 episodes for the last almost 8 years. April 30th, I think, will actually make when I started my Instagram. I could be wrong. But either way it goes, sometimes, you know, again, the nuance. This is the nuance here, the disclaimer. In cases of severe mental health, I don't like going that deep, because I feel like when it comes to severe mental health, those are things that are very much nuanced based on the person's individual experience. So the last thing I want to do, even if I'm in the mental health field, is make blanket statements like that, thinking that's going to apply. I've never been that type. But for those who are not in those types of severe situations or situations of nuance, sometimes our energy blockages are based on, from what I've experienced firsthand and third hand helping others through this, is that we're not really in true partnership with ourselves, and that means we're out of alignment. So this spring, I challenge you. I normally do my challenges on a Friday. I got something for y'all on Friday. It's inspired by one of my favorite artists, but we can talk about that in 2 days. We'll talk about it in 48 hours. But I challenge you to please get clear and get honest. Stop lying to yourself and double check your partnership with you. So with that being said, y'all know it is Double Episode Wednesday. I will be back with my Greatest Who shout out episode. I will be shouting out the top listening countries, the three top listening countries, and I will shout out every single city in those three countries. Okay. So with that being said, I will catch y'all in a couple of hours. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. Don't forget to sign up for my email list. I have something new this month. I just finished it, so I'm really excited to share with y'all. And I will catch y'all next episode. So remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Partnerships included. Love y'all. Peace.